This is Day to Day from NPR West. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, why parents' fears of online sexual predators are exaggerated. A new scientific study says it is unlikely your child will be preyed upon online. First, though, back to politics and to the state of Texas.
Its primary is in 2 weeks, and early voting began yesterday. Already, turnout records are being broken. The thing about Texas is the primary is not just a primary. It's a caucus, too, sort of. Confused again, we called Evan Smith. He's editor-in-chief of the Texas Monthly magazine.
This is a state in which, depending upon where you get votes, you get delegates. What's interesting, I think, is that as March 4th approaches, it's possible that one candidate will win the popular vote, but the other candidate will win the majority of delegates.
And how would that come about?
Delegates are apportioned by senatorial district, the state senate. These are state senatorial districts. If you look at where the vote breaks down, the areas where, say, Senator Obama is thought to be doing better, the big urban centers, heavily African-American, upper income, upper educated, there are more delegates for him in those districts than there are in some of the outlying districts, rural districts that Senator Clinton might do better, or in some of the Latino districts in South Texas and out in El Paso, where Senator Clinton might do better. So it's possible, Alex, that Senator Clinton could win Texas in popular vote, but that Senator Obama, based on the apportioning of these delegates, could walk away with more delegates on that day.
You mentioned the Latino vote. How is Senator Clinton and Senator Obama doing with that? Do you see those poll numbers going anywhere?
Well, remember that Senator Clinton has a history in the Latino community in Texas going back at least to 1972 when her husband was the co-chair of George McGovern's presidential campaign in Texas. The Latino community in Texas has known the Clintons for years. She comes in with a big advantage. And in fact, the polls suggest that she is doing better in the Latino community here than Senator Obama is. But as the primaries and caucuses have gone on, and Senator Obama has gained strength in Latino communities in other states, he is beginning to pick up Latino votes here. There are 2 weeks as we speak between now and March 4th. In any political year, and in especially this political year, that's a lifetime. Anything could happen. My suspicion is she does better than he does. The question is it going to be by enough to make a difference in the delegates?
Evan, let me ask about Republicans. The contest looks over, but maybe that's not as true in Texas as it is elsewhere.
Well, we don't know if Mike Huckabee is going to be in 2 weeks from now. He said this morning that he's going to stay in through March 4th. If we take him at his word, the potential exists for him to embarrass John McCain. A week ago, or 2 weeks ago, Alex, I might have said that Huckabee had a chance to even win Texas outright. This is a very conservative state, blood red even today, at a time when some red states are beginning to trend a little more purple. It's the rodeo buckle of the Bible Belt, very conservative, high percentage of evangelicals. Mike Huckabee attended seminary here, has spent time in Texas. Arkansas is essentially far northeast Texas. So people know Huckabee here. More importantly, there has been ambivalence about McCain in Texas from day one. Texas has only elected Republicans at the statewide level. The number of Republicans who initially endorsed McCain when it was a multi-candidate Republican primary is zero. None of the statewide elected Republicans supported McCain initially. Now, a number of them have come around to McCain since then. But the question is, does that reflect ambivalence that will convey on primary day? And does that reflect ambivalence that would convey to the general election? Right now, the polls have McCain and Huckabee a certain number of points apart. I've seen one poll that had them only 4 points apart. I've seen another poll that had McCain ahead by maybe as much as 10. But the problem for McCain is he's hovering around, at best, 52-53. Huckabee's getting 36-37, maybe into the low 40s. Ron Paul, somewhere between 5 and 10. If Huckabee keeps McCain down below 55%, that means that the ABM vote, the anybody but McCain vote, is still 40 to 45% at a time when it is all but certain that McCain is the nominee. So these Republicans in Texas, having been told, look, this guy is your nominee, they're still voting for an alternative if presented with one. I have a hard time seeing how that's good for McCain. All it does is continue the conversation about the divide in the Republican Party. And it makes his need to unite the party that much greater. They would love for Huckabee to get out. But if he remains in, the possibility of him embarrassing McCain in some small or big way.
Evan Smith of Texas Monthly Magazine and TexasMonthly.com. Evan, we'll call you back.
Thanks so much, Alex.